For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. His name shall be called Jesus, meaning Savior, for he will save his people from their sins. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Thank you. light the Christ candle, also known as the candle of love. This is the last candle to fill out the message of light that was coming into the world. A light bright enough to give light to all the world, to shine from one end of creation to another. Hear these words from Isaiah 9, verse 2 to 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light on those living in the land of deep darkness. A light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be the fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and the peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness. And from that time and forever, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Our songs of response are Good Christian Friends Rejoice and Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Jesus Christ is born today. Be seated. So, are you adequately surprised? Pretty sweet. Thank you to all. A great surprise. I'd like to read to you the section of the story about the wise men coming to visit the Christ child. It's found in Matthew chapter 2, and I would like to propose to you very quickly this morning, because I was told I need to keep it short, that the wise men knew what they were coming to visit, while the rest of Israel and the people of God did not. Listen to this story. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time that the star appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, that I too may go to worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way. And the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and they worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. As far as the reading of God's word. Well, as I said, I think the Magi knew about the king. Obviously, Herod did not. Now, Herod wasn't an Israelite, so it's not surprising. Herod was an Edomite and not friendly toward the Jewish people on the whole. Yes, he built a temple there for them, but that was just to keep them quiet and keep in their good graces. He was buying them off. What did the Magi come to visit and why? That's the question for this morning. Not simply for a king of Israel, not simply for the king of the Jews. See, I think they understood what the ancients had been speaking of for so long. They were wise men. Maybe they didn't have Google, but they sure had access to lots of ancient script, things that were recorded by rulers, by wise men from other eras. They were privy. They had scrolls. They weren't a bunch of dummies. They knew their stuff. These were professors. And they knew what they were coming for. Psalm 72 is something that I'm going to read for you in a minute. That psalm was written by Solomon, the wisest man purportedly to ever have lived. He writes that the gold of Sheba should be given to this king, the king that he mentions in Psalm 72. Some think that he's writing about himself, but I think if you listen closely to the psalm, Solomon is prophesying the coming of a Messiah, another king, one with far greater power than he could ever dream of having. And he writes that the gold of Sheba should be given because he knew Sheba. She was a queen, some say of Ethiopia, some of just a country, or North Africa, whatever that would have been at the time. But the record of her visit to King Solomon is not only here. It's also found in the Islamic Quran. It's also found in the Ethiopian Kibra. It's the glory of the kings, scriptures of Ethiopia. This story is well recorded. These three perspectives give us the picture of a queen who, at that time and certainly since, is a rare entity, for her power and her fame was spread far and wide. And she wanted to come and see Solomon. People would go to see her. Where did you find a female monarch with that degree of wealth and power? Nowhere. She didn't get up and go see people, not unless it was something ridiculously special. And for her to go with a caravan loaded down with gold and riches for Solomon was pretty impressive. You don't think that would have been recorded? Everybody knew what was going on there. And so did the wise men. And they would have known Psalm 72 to boot. They weren't ignorant of what was going on. They knew exactly what was going on. This is what was written by Solomon. As you hear it, think about the fact that perhaps Solomon is writing about a Messiah whose powers are far beyond his own or what he could ever dream of. Endow the king with your justice, O God, the royal son with your righteousness. May he judge your people in righteousness, and your afflicted ones with justice. May the mountains bring prosperity to the people, and the hills the fruit of righteousness. May he defend the afflicted among the people and save the children of the needy. May he crush the oppressor. May he endure as long as the sun, as long as the moon, through all generations. May he be like rain falling on a mown field, like showers watering the earth. In his day may the righteous flourish and their prosperity abound till the moon is no more. May he rule from sea to sea and from river to river to the ends of the earth. May the desert tribes bow before him and his enemies lick the dust. Now the tribes of the desert would have been the east. And so then you get this verse. May the kings of Tarshish and of the distant shores bring tribute to him. May the kings of Sheba and Saba bring him gifts. May all kings bow down to him and all nations serve him. Is Solomon simply speaking of himself or of God? For he will deliver the needy who cry out and the afflicted who have no help. He will take pity on the weak and the needy and save the needy from death. He will rescue them from oppression and violence. Precious is their blood in his sight. Long may he live. May gold from Sheba be given him. May people ever pray for him and bless him all day long. May grain abound throughout the land, and on the tops of the hills may it sway. May the crops flourish like Lebanon and thrive like the grass of the field. May his name endure forever. May it continue as long as the sun. Then all nations will be blessed through him, and they will call him blessed. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does marvelous things. Praise be to his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. Does that sound like Solomon writing a nice little poem for himself or for God? You don't think the wise men would have known that? that they would have been convicted by that very poem? And if not that one, perhaps this one, the most famous, the number one messianic poem of the Psalms. In the temple, there are two pillars, one Boaz, one Jehoiakim. They are named. Jehoiakim stands for the law, and Boaz stands for the Messiah. From his line comes the Messiah. And when you pass through the temple to worship God, you must go through the law and the Messiah. And so the Psalms begin with Psalm 1, Jehoiakim, the Psalm of the Law. Blessed is he who does not bow down, but pays attention to the word of God. And then Psalm 2 is Jehoiakim. It's the messianic psalm. Do you not think that they would have known this? No dummies, they're wise men. Psalm 2. Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain, and kings of the earth rise up and rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed one? Why do they say, let us break these chains and throw off our shackles? For the one enthroned in heaven laughs, the Lord scoffs at this and rebukes them in anger and terrifies them, saying, I have installed my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will proclaim the Lord's decree. He said to me, you are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask me, and I will make the nations your inheritance and the ends of the earth your possession. You will break them with a rod of iron and dash them to pieces like pottery. Therefore, you kings, you wise men, be wise. Be warned, all you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and celebrate his rule. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and your way lead to destruction, for his wrath flares in a moment. But blessed are those who will take refuge in him. For sure, when they are following a star, believing wholeheartedly that this is leading them to the child who shall be the very king spoken of in these two psalms, they knew that they were going to witness the advent of God and the coming of this prophecy. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. And over his kingdom he will reign on David's throne, establishing it and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time and forever, for the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. The Magi knew that they were about to witness something amazing. They understood it was not just about the kingdom of Israel. No, no, this was about the kingdom of God. This was about the kingdom of heaven. It was going to be something completely different. They knew, probably more than anyone else, it would be a surprise. And Israel didn't figure that out until long after the fact. May you find this year that you are going to be pleasantly surprised by your king, the ruler of heaven and earth. And may you find that he is more than enough to handle whatever comes our way. The children have a song that they're going to come up and sing, the children's choir. And if they could do that now, that would be great. And how appropriate that their song is, What Can We Give to the King?
can I give him? Poor as I am, if I were a shepherd, I would give him a lamb.
If I were a wise man, I'd do my part.
But what can I give him? I can give him my heart.
Thank you.
So we have an opportunity to give of our gifts this morning as well. Interestingly, the gift for this morning is for World Renew. Just thinking, certainly the coming of Christ and the birth, his birth into our world was to bring new life and to bring the shalom of God. I've said this before, the shalom of God is meant that wherever it lands on earth, it is to turn right side up everything that is upside down. It is to bring correction and healing and grace. And I think maybe the work of World Renew in terms of helping disaster and certainly probably responding to the latest tsunami disaster, Jakarta and in that area of the world, they will be on top of that as well. And so we get to help with that this morning. Why don't we ask for God to bless the gifts and the work that's going on and the people that are struggling there this morning. Would you join me in that prayer? Dear God in heaven, we come before you. You are the ruler and the king of the universe. You have all power and all, everything at your fingertips and disposal, Lord. And now when we look around us and we see things like this happening once again in the same area, another tsunami, Lord, and right on, not on Christmas Day, but close enough, Lord, we pray that you would use these gifts this morning and the gifts that are being plied elsewhere in our world to be sent to that area to bring your shalom. To somehow, Lord, when the gift of your grace comes through our hands and through the people that will do the work there on the ground, they will experience things somehow, Lord, being turned right side up. We don't know how and couldn't imagine it, but we believe that with you all things are possible. And pray that you would send a blessing of such power with these gifts that would be the case. We ask you this, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I wonder if Mary fully understood the power, the majesty, and the authority that she cradled in her arms that first Christmas night. I wonder if she realized that when she caressed those tiny hands and fingers, Those were the same hands that had scooped out oceans and formed rivers and mountains. And those little feet could have walked on stars. And those precious lips had spoken worlds into existence. Mary must have been overwhelmed with emotion when she kissed her newborn child, knowing she was kissing the cheek of the everlasting God. And the baby boy she delivered that starry night would one day deliver her. Yes, Mary had a baby. And through this willing servant of Jehovah, the world was given a Savior, a wonderful counselor, the Messiah, Emmanuel, the Son of God, our Lord Jesus.
was quite wonderful. Thank you very, very much. As you go into the week, enjoy your family and friends and all the stuff that you're doing. For those who don't have family and friends around, if you need a place to eat today, we're having a huge dinner here. You're welcome to have dinner here with us as well. Otherwise, go stuff yourselves. Enjoy. Enjoy. May the Lord bless you and keep you and cause his face to shine upon you and to be gracious to you. May the Lord bring you his shalom and turn anything upside down, right side up. Amen.